about your old home, and you said you had two fireplaces. Can you tell us how you go about making a fire?
Well, we had plenty of longleaf pine back in those days, and naturally, in felling this timber to build the homes, the limbs and the top of the tree, which was too knotty to put into lumber, lay there, and the sap would rot off of it, and that was known as lightwood. Mm-hmm. It was fat. It had the resin in it, and you could split it up into little pieces, which was called kindling. Mm-hmm. And you could break one of those fat sticks in two and stick a match to it, and it would ignite almost like gasoline. Oh. Then you'd add a few pieces of the same stuff to the top of that, a little larger. Mm-hmm. And then you would put your dry oak wood or hickory wood on top of that. And after this burned down into a bed of coals, then green wood was used because it would last longer. And people found that post oak and water oak, white oak, would last longer in the fireplace than most any other type of wood and give off more heat.
Was there any name for that big piece of wood, maybe?
No, they had the fireplaces built back deep enough that they had andirons. A lot of them had homemade andirons that they would make in a blacksmith shop out of old buggy axles and various things that they could get to put together. But they could buy a malleable cast iron andiron, or fire dogs, they called them, to elevate their wood off the bed of coals to keep it from smothering out, so the air would go underneath and keep it burning.
You mentioned, I asked you a couple questions about fireplaces. What do people call the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace there?
Well, they had what they call the hearth. Mm-hmm. They had rock or brick that they would build out at least 18 inches away from the fireplace, so that if the fire popped out, it would pop out on the hearth. However, I've seen a lot of scarred places on the floor where it would pop out and nobody would notice it, but it would lie there until it would go out, but it would scorch the floor. And I've seen some holes that would be in the floor to be almost half an inch thick.
And the thing that the smoke went up, they always call it.
That's right, the smoke went up, the flue, and went out.
Anybody ever call anything besides flue?
No, the chimney.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. They mean the same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Let me ask you.
And in old days, they didn't have a damper in them. The throat of the chimney would be closed. In other words, the back of the fireplace would be pulled in this way so that it would give it more draft. The closer it come together up here, the more draft it had to pull your smoke out instead of the wind puffing it out and blowing it out into the room. I lived in one place that there's 3-5 fireplaces in the house, and one of them was a triple chimney. The chimney served a room over here, a room over here, and a room over here. And if the air, you had a fire in each one of those, and the air was coming from a certain direction, it'd make this one in here smoke. If it was coming from the east, with a fire in both of those, why, I guess it was when it hit that baffle up here to go on up and the air come down, it would take the inside chimney. The two outsides wouldn't smoke. Oh. But this one over in this corner, this one wouldn't smoke, that one wouldn't smoke, regardless of which way the air is coming from, but this one would. And they'd keep it smoked up all the time. We keep those profiles over the